following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all-sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and we are on the road with the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth at the Plattage in Grand Island. Steve Anderson, spell Plattage.
Plattutch, and I'm sure I left an E off there somewhere.
It is one of the great terms in Nebraska lore. If you didn't grow up here, you got no chance. But if you did, you know all about the Plattage, and it's our inaugural Husker Lunch for this season. And we are going to have Sean Callahan joining us here on the program, and that will come up towards the end of the show. And then from 12 to 1 today here at the Plattage, Sean will be on hand answering your questions. He'll start off with a preview, breaking down basically every position, offense, defense, special teams, talk a little bit about recruiting, and then the best part, you get to answer his questions. And so we know we're going to have a pretty full house here today at the Plattage. Always have a good crowd on hand with Grand Island Home Federal and our folks that help sponsor the Husker lunches. Then after this inaugural one, as they are every year, we'll be back at Cunningham's, and that starts the Wednesday before the Miami game, so that'll be about 3 weeks out. Yeah, we'll be at Cunningham's. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson with you. Coming up, we are full today. Besides Sean Callahan, the high school football season gets underway on Friday, and we will talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report about everything that there is to know about week one in high school football. Our high school football preview catches us up with Ron Evans at Amherst. They went to the D2 state semifinals last year. They make the move up to D1, and they have almost everybody back on their team as they get ready for the season. Plus, coming up in our Loper Link in a few minutes will be the athletic director at UNK, Paul Plinsky. And Steve, I'm always amazed. It's just like da 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 summer, bam, right in your face. Here it is.
Yeah, this is maybe not the most exciting time of the sports year collectively when you look at the big picture, because I really love it towards the end of October when you got the World Series coming up. You're into the NFL season now, in the heart of college football, and you got the Breeders' Cup.
I knew you were going to say that.
At the same time,
I knew you were going to say that.
It doesn't get any better than that, baby, especially if you're out in Las Vegas and fortunate enough to get a seat out there. At any rate, no, I can't ever remember anticipating the start of a college football season any more than I have this summer. I don't know what it is, maybe because we didn't have any dog days to speak of. Or maybe it was because we did, and it's just been a long, long ordeal. But I know all the guys I hang out with are really on in their three-point stance and ready to come charging out of the blocks. We want to watch some football.
And we're going to get to that here momentarily. So if you want to be a part of the show today, We will be giving you a chance to do that. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776. We've got all of that to get to, but I'm sorry, this is just the era I grew up in, and I think it is that way for anyone. You can throw about a 30-year blank when Denny Matthews is calling our games. And last night, we're going to play the soundbite. Last night, we'll set this up for you. The Royals down 1-0 to the Twins. If they lose, it's a 3-game losing streak, which we had talked about during this streak. You've got to avoid long losing streaks. Yes, you lose 2. You're fairly competitive. The offense really isn't clicking. You scored 1 run against Texas Sunday. You scored 1 run against the Yankees Monday. And last night, you were being shut out going into the bottom of the 9th inning. Minnesota, again, I chuckle. I don't know exactly what the pitch count was, but the Twins' Ricky Nolasco had a 3-hitter through 7 innings, and then they took him out. That drives me crazy.
Oh, you know Ricky Nolasco, who's fallen way short of the mark of what they anticipated that he'd do for that team, was on last night, and to pull him out in the 9th inning, you could almost spell disaster, which was relief for us Royal fans.
So we get to the 9th. The Royals down 1-0. Alcides Escobar gets a seeing eye bloop single to shallow right, and then that brings up Alex Gordon. And not only does it bring up Alex Gordon, but listen to what Denny Matthews says as Gordon comes to the plate last night.
And now Alex Gordon. If this is your year, and a lot of signs for the Royals point in that direction, these are the games that you win. If it is not your year, these are the games you do not win. Winning run at the plate, tying run at first, nobody out. So Alex down in the count, 0-1. Perkins brings it home. And a fly ball, well hit to right. Back goes Arcia to the wall. He leaps and gone. Gordon.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Steve Anderson? I mean, he sets it up as if he can see into the future. These are the games that the destiny teams win. These are the games that the teams that don't get there lose. And hopefully he is exactly right. I mean, 2 pitches later, the Royals and Alex Gordon hits the home run. I think he's the favorite Royal, even over Billy Butler now down in Kansas City, and he wins the ball game. Sparse crowd last night, Minnesota, bleh, Tuesday night. I get it, but wow.
Yeah, you know, Denny Matthews is an old-school guy like me, and he's been there. I can only relate back to 1975 through 1981. I had the good fortune through the folks at NTV over in Kearney that sent me down to cover the Royals a couple of times every season. Had many occasions to sit and visit with guys like Jabrett and Frank White, so on and so forth, plus some media guys. And, you know, I was watching last night as well in that 9th inning, and we've been there and seen so many times where the Royals came up short. But this was reminiscent of so many times when George Brett, number 5, got up there and hit a triple off the wall in the 9th inning with 1 or 2 outs. The term walk-off didn't even exist in my day. But nonetheless, it's a big part of baseball now in all sports. And that was really exciting last night. Yeah, Denny Matthews, he was involved then, still bridges the gap involved now. And yeah, what a prophetic statement that he made in anticipation of Gordon coming through with that 2-run homer. It was absolutely phenomenal.
And it keeps the Royals, and more importantly, a game and a half ahead of the Tigers. Detroit won. They may be turning the corner, so we'll see how it plays out. Here are the Royals and Twins again tonight on the Breeze 94.5. It's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. Out this morning, the preseason cross-country poll, and the University of Nebraska-Kearney men and women are both selected fourth. In fact, the women so tightly bunched that UNK even has a couple of first place votes. Southwest Baptist, Pittsburgh State, Missouri Southern, and then the Lopers, 91, 86, 85, 83, the vote total for the women's poll. Paul Plinsky, and Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, it's that time, as we were kind of chuckling at the beginning of the show. There's very little time. The summer seems to end quickly, but you turn the corner and one weekend you're enjoying life, and the next weekend you're enjoying it even more with sporting activities. And I know that happened last weekend for the Lopers. All the kids moving on campus, and UNK has Loper under the lights and a few other festivities. Let's start there. How did you think all of that went?
Well, first of all, move-in day is always a real exciting time for us on our campus. We've got a lot of people coming new to the environment that they're looking to make home for the next year. And, you know, we already had approximately 200 student-athletes on campus prior to the move-in day, but we wanted to embrace them with a Lopers Under the Lights event that we've held annually here in Cope Stadium on the campus. And we had a tremendous showing, a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm. I think people are really ready for our third year in the MIAA.
Paul Plinsky, athletic director at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our Loper Link. Paul, let me ask you where you see things with UNK today as compared to as you got ready for the season last year, because you hadn't been here very long, maybe a month officially on the job.
Well, starting a new job, no matter where it is always going to be challenging, and especially when you know, I started as late as September 1st. You know, believe it or not, you just can't show up for things and expect, you know, everything to be in place and be the way you want them to be. But over the course of the year, it's been a great transition for me and my family. It's also been a really fun time for me to see, you know, how things have gone here in the past and what we've been good at and some areas that we've needed to improve. And so over the course of the last year, we've done a lot of analyzing and a lot of listening. And hopefully we've been able to put a lot of things in motion as we start the 2014-15 academic year. You know, we have four teams on campus right now ready to participate. We've got men's, women's, cross country. We've got football, volleyball, and soccer. So the four programs that are going at it are really going to represent us well. And I truly feel that the fall sports kicks off, you know, a special opportunity that a campus has. And so with those teams coming really quickly down the pike here with competition, we're hoping to have a really strong season in the fall, and that will help us moving into the winter and the spring sports.
Paul, how much, and I don't think decorative is the term I want to use here, but it's not talking specifically about on the field or on the court, but a lot of signage. We have the Under Armour deal. There are improvements to facilities that you guys have already started. How much more, I mean, are you pleased with where you're at through 1 year right now and the direction and how quickly things have started to change or maybe improve in this first year?
I would say I'm pleased, but I'm not satisfied. I feel like the campus, specifically the athletic department, are embracing all the things that we're trying to do to brand the Loper logo that we carry, but also to be able to take our history and honor that. And so we've spent a good deal of time over the last 6 months analyzing our past, trying to understand it and put it in ways that people can respect and appreciate and inspire. And so as we look to the next couple of months, we still have some ongoing things that will happen, everything from Memorial Stadium, where our baseball team plays, down to, you know, Cope Stadium, and then in the Health and Sports Center. And, you know, not only are we planning for this academic year, but we're laying the groundwork for future years and what we're going to do in all of our sport venues, and also in developing new sport venues, specifically for tennis and for softball. And so there's some excitement that's brewing. And then, you know, at the end of the day, because we are in an arms race and trying to do the facility enhancements that are needed, we also are making a concerted effort with the Nebraska Foundation to improve our scholarship situation. And so there's a lot of positive momentum right now, and the people have been really excited, really impressed, but also I think our student-athletes are inspired, and that's really the goal of this whole project.
Paul, Steve Anderson here. You really intend when you
started focusing on the history aspect of athletics at UNK. I, again, had the good fortune of covering which was Kearney State sports in the years of 75 through 81. I was a UNL grad. It took me a while to really kind of knock that chip off the shoulder of the Kearney entourage, as I referred to them back then. But Al Zickman, probably one of your predecessors, the athletic director in those days, being a UNL grad, kind of finally took me under his wing. But not so nearly as fast with Claire Boroff, who was running the football program, and Jerry Heiser, who had the basketball program, and Guy Murray, who was coaching baseball and assisting in other sports. But those were special, special times, and I have to as a big assist in just trying to give me the heads up on how to approach and cover Kearney sports in those days. Can you address the past now being at the helm, so to speak, because you guys have come a long ways. When I do venture over there and see the facilities that have evolved after 35 years, I just shake my head. It's unbelievable.
Well, you're exactly right as far as the history and how so many people have come before us and have laid the groundwork for where we are in current day. And for me, that's really important to recognize and honor the past because, you know, this athletic department initially started in 1905 with the sports of football, women's basketball, and baseball. And we won our first championship in the sport of baseball in 1911. And over the years, you know, we became known as the Antelopes. We developed the blue and gold colors. But we had a lot of people who left their legacy on this campus. And so it's my goal to be able to honor them. And so in the Health and Sports Center, we have, not only do we have teams of distinction, but we also have different murals that are, you know, 10 to 15 feet wide and 6 feet tall that depict the history of UNK. And they go all the way back to 1922 when the institution started to formalize this athletic department. But, you know, the founding father of athletics here at UNK is George Van Buren, and so we're trying to take a lot of the things that he and others, you know, you mentioned, you know, Al Zickman and obviously Dick Beechner and Dick Dahl and Mike Suppner and John McBride. You know, those are the people that have come before us that have established a lot of the history of this place. And to me, that's important for not only for our athletic department, but it's really important for our coaches and student athletes because then they can feel like there's a tradition behind what they're doing and that there are people pulling for them and that there are people that want to see them successful. The biggest challenge that we have right now is transitioning out of the mindset of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. And with all due respect to that league, we were highly competitive in that conference. We won 14 all-sports awards in the 18 years that we were in that conference. Now we move into the MIAA, and our first year was really a challenge. Our second year, all of our teams improved in their conference standings, and we had 11 teams competing in NCAA championships. Our third year, we want to see teams continue to elevate their play and be able to rise up and compete against these schools. But we're in the right league right now, but we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the history of the RMAC, even the Central States, which represent some of the schools that are in the MIAA right now. But the long history of and tradition on this campus, I believe, has really helped us and given us inspiration, but also given us a focus.
Last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Athletic Director Paul Plinsky at UNK. And, Paul, I'll preface this by saying, I guess, if we're going to needle Sean Eichhorst in Lincoln about the program there, I'll have to ask you what I hear a lot of. And that's UNK football. We all know that football drives the bus, and we all knew that it was going to be very tough coming into the MIAA. The record hasn't been what they've wanted, although we continue to see improvement. I know you've had discussions with Coach Morris about the football program, and you've talked a little bit about that. I've said on the show, if the Lopers are 500 or a game above, Darryl should be the coach of the year. What do you want to see from the football program this season?
Well, it's a great question because, as you can imagine, I follow Sean Eichhorst and I follow a lot of Division I athletic directors who are in the same boat that I am. But Sean was at University of Wisconsin-Whitewater as the athletic director before I became the athletic director at University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. And so our paths have crossed, and he and I have gotten to know each other very well over the years. And you know, he gets the question regularly about his football situation and his level of support for them. And I think his 45-minute press conference a couple weeks ago outlined what he was looking for. You know, in my particular situation, you know, I look at it from the fact that, you know, we're coming off of two consecutive years at 3-8. And, you know, for me, records, you know, they do give you a certain level and a certain perspective. But at the end of the day, it's you have to look at it deeper and understand, you know, the level of injuries in a program or whether or not the student athletes are having a good experience or the improvement level of that the program takes. And so I wasn't happy after 3-8 last year, and I know Coach Morris wasn't happy either. And so we spent 9 hours over a course of a couple weeks sitting down and talking about the status of the program. And I did this. I did additional 2 hours with his entire coaching staff, and I think we came to an understanding that, you know, we want to see our program improve, and what for me that means going onto the field and being competitive week in and week out. And you know, competitive means that we're in the ball games. Does that mean we're going to win? No, but like you said, if we could be a game above 500 or be at that position, I think Coach Morris should undoubtedly be voted as MIAA Coach of the Year. But my hope is for competitiveness. So when we go on to Northwest Missouri State, let's be competitive, let's stay healthy, let's improve, and then let's come back and then put it back on the field for Washburn and then again for Missouri Southern State. So the goal is just to improve and be competitive week in and week out. So that's what we're looking for as we outline specifically all of our programs in the athletic department, and that's what we're hoping for as we move along.
Paul, Loper Luncheon tomorrow. It's the Fall Loper Luncheon, UNK, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, there at the Health and Sports Center at 11:45. So we invite everybody to come out and hear from the fall sports coaches. Is there anything else you want the fans to know as we're still about a week away from the first athletic endeavor?
Well, we're excited. Tomorrow will be a great venue for us here in the Health and Sports Center to gather all the local community supporters for UNK, the high school, and the Catholic school. But we'll head down to Northwest Missouri State, guns a-blazing. We're bringing the band, the cheerleaders. We've got fan buses going. We're going down there to compete, and I'm excited about that because we're gonna look and feel like a totally different program than we did last year when we went down to Northwest Missouri State. And so that's exciting. But we'll also host a big volleyball classic here in the Health and Sports Center that weekend. So if people are interested in checking out the Lopers, it would be a great weekend for that. But then we come home on September 11th, and it will be a big night for us, a home opener under the lights. Be a great opportunity for people to see the Lopers firsthand in their new home uniforms and be able to see some of the new exciting things we're doing in the home game day atmosphere. So there's just a lot of opportunity for us, and we see that the sky is the limit, and we just hope that our fans in the community can be as proud of the Lopers as we are and come out and support us through all of our games this fall in all of our sports. So thank you very much, and go Lopers.
Paul, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the weather. Have a great day.
Oh, it's awesome, Paul. Plenty. It's football weather. Not too hot and not too crappy either.
Oh, it is. Well, how old were you in 1978, Doug?
Exactly. Anyway.
The only reason I asked, the highlight of my sports broadcasting career, and I hate to keep going back to my day, but when Kearney got into the finals of the NAIA basketball championship, and those guys are still around, Tim Mohana, Tim Higgins, Randy Cipriano, I tell you what, just to visit a little bit with Paul and reminisce about the old days, Kearney, love you. That was a great time and a great period in my life. You must have been just a sparkle in somebody's eyes, right?
I remember watching it on the black and white TV when it was on. NTV found a way to get the games on and playing Grand Canyon and was it Black Hill State? I mean, we got to see two or three ball games.
I actually did the color. Winston-Salem was one of the teams. I did the color on the – I took one change of underwear. That was a big story in the World Herald that week, thinking that it would be one and done. And we stayed there for like 7 or 8 days. It was a classic time.
A great run. And again, for more information, go to lopers.com. And tomorrow, the Loper Luncheon taking place at UNK. We will take a little break here, say that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. We're here at the Plottage in Grand Island for our first Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan on hand at 12 noon. We will be back right after this.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some showers and storms continue across the area today, we'll head up to the mid-70s for highs as southeast winds stay from 5 to 15. Now we'll see more showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low at 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 70.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here at the Plottage in Grand Island. And you talk about reminiscing Steve Anderson of old times. Plottage definitely lives up to that. All the great events that have happened here, all the socializing that's happened here over the years.
And still continues to happen, I might add.
It's a cool and, I guess, older, what's the term we use now? Nostalgic?
Yeah, very nostalgic. I mean, this is holds a really special place in my heart. That's why I begged to have you come down here and join you this morning. I kind of was raised here as a kid. I raised my two kids down here, watching and playing a little bit of fast pitch softball. Did more PA work doing softball games. I've called wiener dog races out there unsuccessfully, I might add. They only let me do it 1 year and never invited me back. But in this hall where the event's going on here this afternoon, I've done eulogies. I've had the pleasure of speaking to our 40th high school reunion. I've kicked up my heels a whole bunch of times with my wife in wedding dances and fundraisers, the whole nine yards. And we still try to come out a couple of nights a week and just reminisce as we're doing right now, get together folks that I've hung around for a long time.
Got a great crowd rolling in for our first Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan will be here. We'll speak with him at the end of the Doug and Daddy Show and then turn it over to the folks here for our Husker Lunch. Grabbing some lunch, and then from 12 to 1, Sean will be speaking. Well, it's time for our high school football preview. Ron Evans has been very patient hanging on the line for us, and we talk nostalgia, and of course, we also talk fast pitch softball. Man, we could just do a whole segment on that when we're talking to Amherst. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this season is right around the corner, and of course, you guys are one of the Class D schools that will have a week one game at Shelton on Friday night, and then you get to have that bye. I would think that is the perfect situation for an eight-man schedule. You get to come out, play that first week with everybody, assess what you have, then have that extra week of practice. How do you see it?
I see it the same way. It's great. We can come out and you know, work on things and see how things work and how things don't work, and then, you know, you have a whole week. There's Labor Day in there, and you have a week to, you know, to iron out things and, you know, add a few things if necessary. So I look at it as an advantage.
Well, obviously, it was a great season, one of the best in Amherst history last year, making it to the D2 semifinals. And then Stewart just took advantage at home. You guys, I know, were a little beat up, but you're not using that as an excuse. 10-2, you move up to D1, and you're going to see a lot of competition to the north. You're going to have a lot of new teams on your schedule. Is that worrisome, or does that not make much of a difference to you and your staff?
Well, it's kind of fun to play some different teams. You know, it used to be in the past we'd play the same teams year after year, but now with the new schedule we get to see new people and new coaches and go new places. So we look at it as a fun thing. It's going to be a challenge for sure. We've got a lot of good schools we got to play this year. So, but it's a good thing.
You've got a lot of kids coming back, as many as 6 starters on both sides of the ball. You do miss a couple of kids, obviously, and maybe that's the hole on this team. But just tell me a little bit about what you like about your personnel and what's still there that you got to fill in.
Yeah, well, we're going to miss the 3 seniors that graduated a lot. They were very, very important as far as the leadership and chemistry. But we've got 9 seniors this year coming back, and they've done a real good job of leadership, and so I look to that as having good. And those kids are all players, so we're going to have some depth in because with the junior and senior class, we've got about 20 kids that can contribute. So we're going to be in good shape as far as depth at quarterback, you know, running back, ends, and linemen. So it's kind of a coach's dream to have that many kids that can play and contribute in the 8-man game.
It's about time, isn't it, Ron? How many seniors have we had? Was it 1 or 2 years ago and 3 last year?
Yeah, we were on a low number of seniors for like 2-3 years in a row, and then this is kind of nice having a group of 9.
Ron Evans, head football coach at Amherst, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, who replaces Mason Klingelhoffer? He did so much for you.
Well, nobody really is going to replace him. We've just kind of divvied up his shares and divided them out to everybody and let them take care of it. So we've got some kids that were juniors and sophomores last year really stepped up their game. And, you know, they got bigger, stronger, faster, and hopefully they can at least, you know, equal or come close to what Mason did for us. It's a tall order.
Trey Tobenheim returns, and he'll only be a junior for you. What a wealth of experience he had to gain last year. Will you be doing anything different offensively, either A, because you have so much returning talent, or B, maybe you just didn't have to start at square one when fall camp began?
Well, we'll have a lot more in our offensive package because he knows everything we've done in the past, and we've already put some new stuff in to kind of complement his skills. He's a good manager of the game. He can run the ball well. He can throw the ball well, and he's really on top of the offense. So it's really nice having him starting for the third year. It's a pretty good deal.
Defensively, we talked a little bit about your offense. I know your defense wants to be as strong as it was, or even stronger last year. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking at there. Any changes, or who might be helping you lead the way there?
Well, we've got we lost 3 seniors off the defense, a nose guard and a defensive end that we've got to replace. And the kids that have come in and stepped up, we've got several nose guards, so we're going to rotate that position. And then our defensive end, we moved a linebacker up. Cale Preble moved up from linebacker to defensive end. So we'll add a little speed at defensive end, and we'll add some size in the middle. We've got some big nose guards. Tanner Hercock's going to play in there, among others. So we should be fine. Our linebackers are all come back except for Mason. We've got a couple of them to develop. So, and then our secondary's back, so we should be in pretty good shape.
The last couple of seconds here with Ron Evans, head coach at Amherst. Let's start with the beginning of the season before you get into district play. Some familiar teams there with Shelton and Axtell. Everybody says Shelton will be down, lost a lot of kids from last year. How do you approach this game, and what scares you about them?
Well, we look at it as, you know, we played them last year, and they're very familiar with us. And, you know, and we had a good game over there last year, and they didn't play very well and had some injuries. So I'm sure they're fired up to get some retribution against us. And that's what we've been telling the kids. You know, you can't, just because they lost some really good players, and they lost quite a few of them, doesn't mean they have young kids that didn't step up and want to play just as hard. So, and Coach Lowe always gets them going. So we're a little nervous. I'm always nervous for every game, so. We're trying to take care of all the different areas of need, I guess, or worries.
Well, Ron, you're fortunate to have all this talent over there at Amherst. This is the class that I know Bronco fans have been talking about since they were probably second and third graders. A lot of folks, maybe even the kids, say, hey, this is our year. How do you make sure that they're not too hyped and looking at an undefeated season instead of taking care of each practice and each game?
Yeah, well, we found a wonder cure for anything, basically in football, it's called up-downs. If they get too cocky, we do up-downs. If they, you know, if they're not cocky enough, we do up-downs. So we take care of everything with up-downs. That seems to cure all my, you know, all my problems with them. So anytime we develop a problem, we just take up-downs and finish it. So it works.
Yeah, I'm sure they get the message. Ron, appreciate you taking some time out of your morning to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we hope the season is a success, as everybody thinks it will be. So best of luck this week, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thanks, Doug. Thanks for the coverage.
You bet. Ron Evans, Amherst Broncos, ton of talent on this year's team. And tomorrow we'll talk with Mark McLaughlin of Gibbon, and we'll talk with Clint Head, the head football coach of Donovan Trumbull, Friday as part of our high school football preview. We are here at Plottage in Grand Island. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson with you, getting ready for our Husker lunch. And one other Amherst note that we've been made aware of just a few minutes ago. Wrestling coach Tyler Herman named the Region 5 National Wrestling Coach of the Year by the National Wrestling Coaches Association. So congratulations. Amherst keeps racking up state championships. They've brought home a first or second place trophy now for 7 years running. And congratulations to Coach Tyler Herman over at Amherst for all the success that they have had. And if you want your lawn to look like it is success, your home, your office, the landscaping can be done by the fine folks at Johnson Lawn and Landscaping in Kearney. The shrubs, the rocks, the custom concrete, if you put some trees in as well. We've had a lot of moisture. We've had some storms. If that is taking a little bit more out of your landscaping than you want, then they'll take care of you at Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. 237 Lawn, or go online to NebraskaLandscape.com. And don't forget to check out the nursery located just beside Yellow Van, 6th Street in Kearney. Proudly landscaping Nebraska and doing amazing work, Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, when we return.
Fall in love with Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village at our September Sam Fest, Thursday, September 4th from 3:30 to 8 p.m. All our 55-plus friends are welcome. Bingo under the big tent, Melon Roasters car show, live music, Hastings Western Air Square Dance Group, free food, tours of the village. Join Hastings Village September 4th for 55-plus fun. Admission is free. Experience senior living at its finest at Sam Fest, September 4th from 3:30 to 8 p.m. We'll see you there.
From 5 to 10 p.m. this Thursday evening, Golf USA will be hosting a sale so big they can only afford to run it once a year. Everything in the store is marked down. Save up to 50% on apparel and up to 70% on golf shoes. This is the night to save big on everything golf. And when you spend $100, you get a free round of golf at Awari Dunes. The madness begins at Golf USA Thursday night at 5.
Before you go to play, come to Golf USA.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Doug and Daddy's show at the Plottage in Grand Island for our Husker Lunch annual kickoff. Folks are chowing down and getting ready for Sean Callahan here at the top of the hour. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson here in Grand Island in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, where their Labor Day sales event is running through September 2nd. Chevy, 0% APR for 72 months, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on most 2014 vehicles in stock for qualified buyers, of course. And Buick has the 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers, plus $500 bonus purchase cash on the entire 2014 Buick lineup. You can see the entire inventory and some of the updates they've done as well at South 2nd Avenue, or go online for not only their inventory but specials and much more at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Your Midway auto dealerships, Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. These shows seem to fly right by, and it is here. It is Wednesday. It is high school football season. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson, joined by Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report as we take a look at week one games. Robert, good morning. Happy football.
Good morning there, Duda. Good morning there, Anderson. Good to be on with you, gentlemen. Ready to get a little early line on the Breeders' Cup, I understand, so that's good.
Yes, come with a whole pocket full of money is my first insight that I would pass on to you, Bob.
Yep. Come with a whole pocket full, expecting to lose it all and never go home disappointed. That's
well,
my credit.
As we usually do, we're gonna drive a half hour's worth of content with Bob into about 9 minutes. So
okay.
Let's get after it.
I'm on the clock. Let's go.
Bob, C comes into play this year with a 9-week schedule. A, B, C, we will see that drop down to a 16-team playoff for Class C. Class D staying with that 8-man schedule. That's the biggest major change that I can think of, unless you want to chime in with something else. But just your thoughts on that change to high school football in Nebraska going into this year.
I love it. I don't sell, playoff T-shirts, but I love it. Because, that's the only thing I can think of why you would have 32 out of 50 teams in a state playoff. I like the idea. I think kids like to play football, and so there's a whole bunch of schools that are going to get an extra game, the ones that would have been non-qualifiers in a 32-team scenario. And really, 16 teams, you're going to get your state champion out of that. The playoff games are going to be more meaningful. We're going to see more quality games. And I don't know, the only time, and somebody will prove me wrong, but the only time I can remember a team outside the top 16 making a state final that immediately comes to mind is year that Greeley made the finals and played against Howells. So, 16 is a good deal. 9 games is an even better deal.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report here in our area. We're in Grand Island. Offices are in Kearney. Kearney and Grand Island, what a way to start off the season for both of those two. Grand Island on paper looks to be the favorite. Made that great run last year. Have a great quarterback in Pierce Allman. How do you see the matchup?
Well, Grand Island's the favorite there. I mean, Grand Island's got more of its key players back. But the one thing we know about Kearney is that Kearney's always going to have athletes. They're always going to have some speed. They're going to have some skill. Brian Arp has just blown up over the summer, become a really big deal. He was a really good player as a sophomore even. He was an outstanding player last year. And now, you can make an argument for him being one of the two or three very best linemen in the state. There aren't very many real upsets in high school football, but this is the kind of series that can produce them. But I would think that's Grand Island's game to win, but opening night, you just never know.
Hey, Bob, just a sidebar comment as I get off the beaten path, which I so often do. But I have been out of the local high school sporting scene for over 30 years now. What took you so long to get this magazine going? I'm looking at Huskerland Prep Report for the very first time. I see it's your 25th year. Back in my day, from the mid-70s to the early 80s, I had to go into work 5 hours early just to comb through a half a dozen newspapers, sometimes as many as 15, to gather the information that you do and just hand it over to guys like Duda that don't have to prepare anymore. They just look at what you have. What motivated you to to start this thing, because I really am impressed by the product that you put out.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we've been doing it since 1990. The preview's been part of the package at Huskerland since 1996, and you can't do it by yourself. You got to rely on a lot of coaches, and you know, after a while, they start to kind of maybe believe in what you're doing and help out, and you know, then from there, it's just a free shot to publicize a great game, have a chance to talk to some great kids and tell their story, and it turns out pretty nice. I will say that I am glad that you're on hand to read it to Doug. I know that he's been shortchanged these past few years looking at just the pictures like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm turning down your mic now, Steve. Let's get to some of the other big games. What else before we get to maybe a couple more local ones? What do we have here in week one, Bob?
Well, I mean, right under your nose, the old Donovan North Platte St. Pat's game is, that's one of our top games of the year. And it's like I wrote, I'm sure that the boys at St. Pat's have in no way had it mentioned to them the last 2 years they've been knocked out of the playoffs by Donovan Trumbull. That'll be a great game. Another great measuring game of a local nature is the Kennesaw-Exeter-Milligan game. Exeter-Milligan is surely going to take a step back after graduating three All-Staters and a couple of the best players that program has ever produced. And I think Kennesaw is going the exact opposite direction. They've got everybody's healthy. Everybody's out for the sport. The two Snitzler boys coming back, I mean, together are probably the most dynamic set of running backs in the state, and at least in eight man. And I look for that to be we'll see how I guess we'll see how right I am. But I really think Kennesaw is destined for some great things, and they could get a start if they can find a way to beat last year's state champion.
Crete Aurora, that should be an interesting opener. Both of these teams have had plenty of success over the last number of years.
Oh, yeah, and Crete's another program that had a funny-looking number last year. They were 5-5, and that is not usually what happens with Crete. They do have a Division I scholarship commit in Jake Harms, who's just an outstanding defensive back. I think he's going to be handling the ball a whole lot more this year. Aurora has just been on another extended roll. They've got a couple state championships in their pocket. Got lots of good players coming back. We really like Riley Larson at linebacker. Toby Hubert is a real nice wide receiver, and it's Aurora. Those are two programs that are just used to winning. And again, you're right. That is just a knock it out of the park opener.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live at the Plottage in Grand Island for our Husker Lunch to kick this season off. Do you see a team that's ready to take that next step, Bob? We saw York was a team that maybe exceeded expectations or got there quicker. Do you have a team or two on your radar that you think has that possibility in our area this year?
Well, I think Kennesaw is one of those. And, again, it's kind of funny to say Kennesaw because they're, you know, traditional winners. Last year was just an abject disaster. And so this year I look for them to make a huge bounce back. A team that I'm telling you, Doug, the team that I heard the most about from opposing coaches this summer was Columbus SCOTUS in C1. SCOTUS has been away from the trough for a while, but last year they were – by all arguments, the second-best boys basketball team in C1. They won every track meet they had last year except for state, and they have got, by all reports, just two unbelievable classes in a row, the juniors and sophomores. And so, if you know, I know we got a lot of C1 fans that listen, or I hope they listen. Anyway, the point is that SCOTUS is going to be one of those teams that's really going to jump up, and they've got a tremendous opener. They get number one Boone right out of the gate. So those are a couple that immediately come to mind.
And, Bob, we haven't talked much since the magazine came out. You're confident, obviously, in all of your picks, but let the folks know, once again, how they can get the preseason magazine, how they can sign up to get the weekly updates and make it throughout the year with you.
You bet. You bet. If somebody would like to subscribe to our print publication, we still have some of the preseason magazines that are a nice collectible. They're a pretty fun read. There's a lot of stuff in there. And we will start publishing weekly the second week of September with our regular newspaper. They can call our office at 800-323-3929, and we'll hook them all up.
And where are you headed this weekend?
You know, I have been just stewing about that, something terrible. I think what it comes down to, dude, is I'm either going to go down to Kennesaw. That's three times for Kennesaw. If this is Beetlejuice, they're in big trouble. The other would be is maybe Aquinas and Hardington Cedar Catholic. A C2 game could very well be one of those two teams win state. So that's where we'll start. And then I think Thursday night I'm going to go down and watch the big boy from Seward, Adam Holtorf, who's committed to Kansas State. I want to see him play in person. And if I can see the field through the driving rain, that will be worth the drive down there.
It could be part of week one for high school football every Wednesday. Bob Jensen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, thanks so much for the time. We'll do it a little longer next week. Appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. Thanks a lot, boys. Have a good week.
That is Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, where it's time for our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We've been going through the NFL divisions, which team will win the AFC East. 70% took the Patriots. No surprise there, Steve. Who wouldn't take the Patriots? Dolphins and Jets fans, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, they would be the obvious one, but when has the obvious ever won a Super Bowl, for crying out loud, in the last 5 years?
Well, you can vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which format do you prefer for the Class C playoffs? The 8-game, 32-team playoff, 8-game regular season, 32 teams in the playoffs, or now back to the 9-game schedule and 16-team playoff. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're ready to head out to lunch and you're not here with us in Grand Island, don't forget Cunningham's is the place to be for great food, great entertainment, and great fun. Right there for you on the bricks, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Happy hour from 3 to 6. Big ass beers for 3.5 and well drinks for $1.50. Of course, with the beautiful weather, the courtyard is open. Live entertainment almost every single night. And their kitchen is open until 10 o'clock every night to take care of your hunger pains. Whether you want a big pizza or salad, whether you want a burger or an appetizer, it's there for you. Cunningham's Journal, the Loft, and Courtyard in Kearney. Sean Callahan is here with us, ready to start the season off. And Sean, good morning. How are you?
Doing good, guys. Good morning.
You are making a million of these appearances. You're on every radio and TV and getting ready. And what's your prediction? Let's just start there. What do we got? You've seen spring ball. Everybody's going to ask you what this football team does. What's it hinge on? What do you have for the season?
I like this team. I mean, I think you can sense it with Bo Pelini that he likes it too. I mean, there aren't those days where he comes over just really upset about practice, especially the defense. I mean, usually when Bo's mad after practice, it's because the defense struggled. And there haven't been very many, if any, of those kind of days. And I mean, we've been able to see it with our own eyes. I mean, this defense finally looks like what you would think a Bo Pelini defense could look like and should look like. And I think, you know, Nebraska has a shot. I mean, I'm picking them to win the division. I think they could win the division, and I like them to win the division, especially if they can, that early season game with Michigan State is going to be huge. But, if they were able to win that game, obviously they could win the whole Big Ten, we think. But I think Nebraska has more talent than Iowa and Wisconsin, but they have to play on the road, mm-hmm. and that's what it's going to come down to.
Sean, you've hinted towards the change of demeanor of Coach Bo Pelini. I've been the heckler in the audience over the years when you've done your thing up in front of crowds like that have assembled here this morning, asking you, telling you, begging you, somebody needs to get to the coach and let him know that his demeanor in front of the camera and the things that are going on are not selling in a positive way Nebraska football, especially outside the state of Nebraska. Well, after witnessing the whistle stop tour and they came to Grand Island, you could see Mr. Pelini has done a 180-degree turn, and his recent interviews that I've witnessed on the Big Ten Network He's a whole different character. Who was the person who takes credit for getting to him? Because you would always tell me, are you going to be the guy that tells Bo Pelini what he's going to do and shouldn't do?
I mean, honestly, I think it would be his wife, Mary Pat. I mean, my guess is she's talked to him. And I mean, I don't know if there's a particular person on the outside that's come in and they've brought in. But, you know, wearing that sports coat even on Monday, I mean, that was totally out of the box, and it looked nice. I mean, that was the nicest we've seen Bo Pelini look in years at a press conference, coming up there in that sports coat. And, I don't know if there's one person, but I just think he's become more comfortable in his skin as a coach, and he's matured a lot. I mean, he's in his seventh season now as a head coach.
Sean, as we get ready to address the folks here at the Plottage, folks are fired up. It seems like there's a lot of confidence in Tommy Armstrong. You've got to see what's going on in that quarterback race firsthand in practice, your analysis.
Well, I think early on, Armstrong struggled maybe the first week, but then by weeks two, three, and now we're in week four camp, he really just put it on another level. And there was a day, I believe, in the second week where Bo just brought tons of blitzes and things at him, and Armstrong was delivering throw after throw. And you can just see him, I think, taking his game to another level. Now, we've seen Riker Fife do that, too. I think for him to beat out Johnny Stanton, most people didn't see that coming. But if you watch the spring, you know, you did see it coming, because I thought Riker Fife in the spring looked better than Stanton. And he's just more comfortable because he's got another year ahead of a guy like Stanton. But Tommy Armstrong is the clear-cut guy. And I mean, if they're going to win on offense, it's because of Tommy Armstrong.
And Zach Stirrup is still on the sideline. Looks like he's going to be a no-go Saturday.
Yeah, he didn't practice yesterday. And if you don't practice Tuesday and Wednesday, typically you don't play Saturday. So I don't expect to see Zach. I haven't seen Mary or Doug walk in if they're going to be here today or not. They've come out to our events here in Grand Island in the past. So, too bad for Zach. You know, I know he's worked hard to get to this spot, and hopefully it's an injury that's nothing long-term. I believe it's some sort of knee type of deal. But not like a severe knee injury.
Well, Coach Pelini said he should for sure be ready to go against McNeese State. It's here. Sean, we'll be looking forward to you and Sip throughout the football season as always. And let's go talk turkey with these guys.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Sean Callahan, Husker Online. And that's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, I know we have one more break. We'll take that as part of the end of the show here because we want to get to things. Steve Anderson, thanks for always coming in and co-hosting when we're here in Grand Island. It's great to see your smiling face.
Hey, my biggest fear is, because this has happened to me a time or two, wearing out my welcome.
No,
but it's
never.
Always a privilege. We love hosting you over here in Grand Island. This has just been a delight. It's almost like being born or reborn again, because I love to talk shop with you and connect with my past, and what you're doing here is so positive. I love every second of it. Thank you for the invite.
We will say thank you to Steve Anderson, to Athletic Director Paul Plinski at UNK, Amherst Football Coach Ron Evans, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, and of course Sean Callahan of Husker Online for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. Sam Foltz will be joining us. We caught up with him Monday at the press conference. Our high school football preview to Given with Mark McLaughlin. They travel farther than maybe any Class C team in the state. Luke Hoover answers your fantasy football questions from RotoWire, and tomorrow we'll be at the UNK Health and Sports Center for the Fall Loper Lunch with the Lopers, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic. For our producer-engineer Jeff Fable, this is Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!